So, hello everyone out there in the Wantoo world. This is Oliver here on Wantoo Radio, and you have tuned in on this Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern time, and I am so happy that you can join me here tonight. It is going to be a little bit of a special tonight. It's not going to be an hour long. It's going to be more dedicated to sort of a meditative show where we get to sort of align ourselves with the universe, with the energies around us, and maybe rise above. The reason for that is simply because it seems like the whole world is in such an upheaval. We live in crazy times, if you want to believe social media, the news, wherever you get your information from. I have certainly done my share of contemplating what it is that's going on, and I've done my meditations. I've sat in silence, and I just sort of tried to connect with everything around me. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, it, without any doubt, I mean, whether you jump on social media or where you go to get whatever it is that you want to learn about, there seems to be such a divide going on at the moment. And yes, I'm of course talking about the election in the US, but there are so many other things around the world that truly is going on that it installs a lot of fear in people. And what I've noticed is that I've never seen, or maybe I have in the past, but it just seems like right now the animosity and the nastiness and the way everything is being thrown against each other, there's such a divide, as I said, and what it is like divide and conquer on a such a, like, you know, grander scale. And I just see people that I admire and I love and suddenly become completely different people because of certain values and belief systems that, of course, we all need to have, because that's what create who we are as human beings. But because, as they say, you know, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and we sort of have to embrace that human experience. There's no other way about it, because we live in a very physical world where things are the way they are. I've just in my meditations, my own meditations, and my own observations, and when I've been sitting in silence and trying for the most part to steer away from news. I mean, I do not watch any news at all. You really don't have to in this day and age. And a headline is simply enough to kind of get an idea about what's going on. And if you want to know more, you can always dive deep into it. If I am getting my news for myself, I tend to listen to more of the independent journalists that are out there that have a different approach to what it is that's going on, simply because they don't have anything to lose. They're not under any kind of scrutiny in the sense of a higher power or a sponsor or whatever that needs them to say exactly what they want them to say. So those people I am more inclined to listen to, and then also do some critical thinking and soul searching, and make up my own mind about what it is that I see that's going on, and try and stay a little bit more, you know, outside of the judgmental side of it, which sometimes can be a little hard, because, well, again, we are human. And it is a tough thing to do. Now, I am going to offer a meditation. And the meditation is simply a way to get us out of that perspective, the frog perspective, where we see things from a frog's point of view, you know, so to speak, from a lower point of view, where you don't see the whole picture. It's like holding a newspaper close to you. You can only read one line at a time. But to sort of like see things from a bird perspective, so to get the whole picture, but not only just see the whole picture, more important than that, to And the meditations lift us out of fear and into love, and also to live in the light of the light that we truly are as human beings, regardless of who you are, where you come from, and your affiliations to a certain political party or your ideologies and whatever it is. But know that we can, within all of this, still find a light within. So this meditation is very much a place for us to sort of come together. It's a place where we get to spread some light all over the planet Earth that I know that each and every one of us, we really love, Mother Earth, and to spread some light and also shine some light into some of those perhaps not so bright spots on the planet, like some of those darker places, as we spread it with light, it's gotta bring up some different energies, and whatever might be hiding in the dark is forced to come out and be seen in the light, and maybe transform the energy in that sense. I just know that if we're more than just one or two, if we're a lot of people coming together and doing something like this meditation that I'm going to present you or guide you through here in just a moment, I feel that there's a shift that can happen for the better for all humanity. And it's about time in my world. It's about time that we do something about it. I do have this domain name called New Moon Meditations, and it's supposed to come up and running at one point where every month of the new moon there is a collective meditation going on throughout the whole world. And the more that come together, that 10% that can actually flip everything, come together in harmony with what it is that we all, at the end of the day, would like to experience, and that is a little bit more peace on earth and prosperity and abundance, and also live life in freedom and in a place where we can be free and express who we are as human beings. So this meditation, when we get into it, I encourage you to sort of allow yourself to sort of put behind any kind of ego. Yes, park the ego, put the ego aside, and kind of remember this is not about you. It's not about me. It's not about anybody other than that we come together in this space, and we get a chance to spread our lights with our ancestors, our spirit guides, our angels, whoever you like to call upon to join this particular circle. And spread that light, because I within that light there is some sort of frequency that can truly shift everything that we see. And it doesn't even have to be done physically, it can just be done in meditation. And as we go through it, I would allow myself to say see, this is what happens when I sit here and I talk to myself, Myself, I say. I will allow myself to say, oh boy. But I would point out that it would be enormously great if you can find a place where. So don't do it right now if you're driving, or don't do it right now if you're operating any heavy machinery, as they say. I usually say if you're vacuuming, put the vacuum aside, vacuum cleaner aside. But, I would want you to have the space to just sit or lie down and be comfortable as you're listening to this guided meditation. Now it is going to be archived, and so you're going to be able to listen to it afterwards and over again if it's something that actually resonates with you. If it doesn't, then that's okay too. But if it does resonate, I invite you to make it your own and work with it in your own way. I personally do this every night at midnight. I don't go to bed early, but I do this every night, and I'm on Eastern Standard Time right now. So I do that every night at midnight. And you're more than welcome to join me wherever time zone you're in at the moment. And maybe we can meet out there in the sphere when you'll understand when I go into the meditation where we're meeting up. And we can meet there, and we can spread that light ourselves. So a little bit of background of what this particular meditation is doing, it's and what it is that I am doing, and this is just sort of to prepare yourself for what it is that you'll experience as I do the guided meditation. And that is simply to Visualize yourself as you close your eyes. Some of you may not. I hear people that can't see images and they can't visualize. Then at least just get the feeling of what it is that's happening. And that is wherever you are in that room where you're at the moment where you're lying down, whether that's your bedroom or a couch or you're sitting on your office chair in your office or wherever you feel the most comfortable. It could be your favorite armchair in the corner. Wherever you feel the most comfortable, just imagine you're there. And then I want you to tie a silver string around your waist, tie it to something that cannot move. Whatever you feel like, it could be a bedpost or something to that degree, and make this silver thread really long. And then I want you to see the etheric self of yourself, like the spirit of yourself, float out of your body and float up and into the sphere, above the atmosphere and out into outer space, and to view the whole planet, see the whole planet, and then call upon your ancestors, your spirit guides, your angels, those you would like to do this with. And I can tell you, there are so many light beings that will show up, and together you will, in unison, you will spread light and just this golden light. You will direct it directly at the planet, and so the planet Earth, Mother Earth, is being overflown with energy, light, and it shines into the darkest corners of wherever there may be a dark corner on the planet. And it'll reveal itself, what it is that's going to come out of that. I have done this a couple of times, and it always seems like there's a shift afterwards. It's so funny because you just have to go on and just check the news the day after, or maybe just a couple of days after, and then suddenly you see something that has been revealed, and you're like, where did that come from? Did that have something to do with that meditation? Well, we don't know for sure, but it's one of those things. There's no harm in doing it. The only thing I will ask you to do is just suspend everything in that moment that you do there, that, and just only concentrate on love and light, and shower the earth with all of this beautiful energy that it needs right now, what I think it needs. And it goes way beyond, as I said, political parties, political candidates, those who rule the world, the globalists or the elites or whatever it is that you choose to believe in. It goes way beyond that. This goes beyond the fact that we need to claim our space. And we need to claim the fact that we are allowed to live in harmony and beauty with everything that's around us, and also move on and beyond anything that we're being told on a day-to-day basis, and know that our truth exists within ourselves, in our hearts, and this is sort of what it is that needs to happen. So if you can do that, then you're well on your way to just be free of anything. And also remember, we are absolutely in a place right now on the planet, in the universe, where there's an ascension going on. A lot of people are ascending into the next level, into the next into the next dimensions where we need to operate from. And some people will come with us, and other people won't. And those who choose not to, they will stay where they're at, and they will have a different experience than those of us who choose to actually lift ourselves up and go with that flow. And yes, I am so ready to be part of that journey. I really am. And I think that has a lot to do with personal experiences over the past little while and everything that's going on. So before I move into the meditation itself, I will give you a moment to get yourself situated in a place where you can feel comfortable. That is, if you're not driving and so on and so forth, because then you can just listen to, well, don't listen to this meditation when you're driving. You might fall asleep behind the steering wheel. But you can turn it off, and then you can listen to the archives, which will be up and running very soon. Probably by tomorrow it'll be up, and then you can then you can download it. I apologize. I still have a lot going on with my throat at the moment. I almost lost my voice. I almost got blind on my eye earlier this summer, and now I'm about to lose my voice, but it's okay. We'll do it. And then Then you can always listen to that. You can download it, you can listen to it, and there'll be some nice music behind it, and it should be incredibly meditative. But I also want to let you know, as always, you can find me over at Want to Listen Daily. I would love to hear from you. I am available to talk to you and guide you and give you guidance as such. And of course, I'll be back again with a new show next Wednesday, of course. And this is the new season of Oliver that's happening at the moment. So without further ado, let's move into meditation, okay? And what I want you to do right here, right now, wherever you're sitting, wherever you're lying down, just be comfortable. If there's anything that feels a little bit annoying, so to speak, or if it's irritating you, it could be that your foot is not quite comfortable yet, or your hand is resting upon something that feels a little uncomfortable, or your head is not quite where it needs to be, then just adjust yourself until you can really feel relaxed. And also remember, when we are in this state of mind, we don't want to get cold. So if you're lying, well, whether you're lying down or sitting, you might want to cover yourself in a blanket or a duvet so you can stay warm throughout this. It should just be a 10 minute meditation, so it won't be like forever, and it should be giving ourselves an opportunity to really connect with our ancestors, as I just said before. So close your eyes and take a deep breath. Let's take a deep breath together here. Just deep into our diaphragm and then breathe out. Take another deep breath in. And breathe out. And just take another deep breath in. Breathe out. And as you're lying here or sitting here, I would like for you to imagine a long silver thread tied around your waist, and the other end tied to something solid nearby where you're sitting right now. And just relax even more. Continue breathing just normally and just regular breath, but steady. Just keep breathing. And as you're lying there or sitting there, imagine yourself sort of releasing yourself from your physical body. See your spirit stepping out of your physical body, and imagine that silver thread that is tied around your waist. Just imagine it there. You're sort of floating in midair right now, in the room where you're at. You can see the room. You can see yourself where you're sitting or lying. Try and imagine things, or not imagine, but try and point out the things that are in that room, whether it be a lamp, a table, a coffee cup, a teacup, books, pens, clothes hanging on a chair, whatever it is that is in that room right now that you can recollect without actually looking at it physically. Just see it. I know that you are already secure. You are already safe. You are so safe because you are already sure now that you can return to this space once this meditation is coming to an end and it's time for you to return. So rest assured, you are safe. And as you float here, know that your spirit can penetrate anything. It can go through anything. So allow yourself to see yourself float outside of this building, of this room, upwards, upwards, way upwards, outside of the building that you're in right now. And as you float further up, know that you're still safe because you got that silver line around your waist tied to something secure in the room that you just left. Take a good look at the house that you just left, or the apartment building. Try and see if you can identify the street that you're on, the trees, everything that's surrounding it, parks. Maybe there's a lake. Maybe it's close to the beach. Maybe there's a highway right next to it. But see if you can imagine all of that. See it for yourself and take it in. And as you do that, allow yourself to float even further and further and further up. Up to the point where now you can see the whole city that you're living in. You have a good idea where you're at. You can see the state, the province, the municipality. And you can see where everything is connected. And you can see clouds. And you can see if it's raining or if the sun is shining. And you can just see the clearness of it all. And as you float even further up, you can see the whole country that you're living in. The neighboring countries where this country is connected. And you can identify those countries. You can identify the neighborhoods. You can identify just everything and you can point it out. You know exactly where you are. And allow yourself to drift even further and further up. And at this point, see yourself leaving the atmosphere. And drift even further and further and further out until you have this beautiful view of Mother Earth, our planet. This spaceship that is traveling through time in our universe, where we are so lucky to live right here, right now, to be part of this, in this moment that we are part of this that's happening. It is from here, as you just sort of gently float and can see the earth, that you call upon your ancestors, your spirit guides, your angels. Any spirit guides, angels, or ancestors of anybody or whoever may join you here, even your friends, your family, who you have connected with, even myself. Let's all meet here. As suddenly, out of the blue, these light beings, they pop up everywhere. And before knowing it, they're everywhere surrounding the whole earth as a protective shield. You see these loving beings as they smile and know they have just one purpose, and that is to shower Mother Earth with so much light and love that only light and love can exist on planet Earth. I want you to, in this moment, just open your hands, your palms. Let your palms face outward towards the planet and connect that energy that's now flowing through you from top to bottom, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet as you're floating here. With the rest of all the other light beings that are here, your friends and family as well, doing exactly the same. And from here, just imagine this amazing, beautiful, golden light coming out of your palms and surrounding the earth and healing the earth more than it has ever been healed before. See the earth being completely covered in this light. Know that it shines into every single corner of the planet, the darkest little corner, making sure that anything that is not supposed to hide comes out in the open to reveal itself and transform itself to be part of this light. Continue to amplify this light. Take it up a notch. It can be 5%, it can be 10%. And take it even further up and see it getting brighter and brighter. The light is so healing that it doesn't even hurt your eyes. It's a soothing feeling of only healing and nothing but well-being. You amplify it a little bit more and a little bit more with the help of your ancestors, your angels, your spirit guides, your family and your friends. The light is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And you just leave it there, just for a moment. Just for a moment. And take another 3 deep breaths. And we do that right here, right now. And then exhale. Another deep breath. And exhale. Another deep breath. And exhale. Just feel this energy that is coming from your palms, through your body. Just take a look around and just see all these light beings doing exactly what you're doing. Take a look at the planet. See how it's coming together and healing completely. See the love that it's being showered with at the moment and the light. And just here in your own time, allow yourself to give great thanks to everyone who joined you right here, right now, in this healing journey for the better of the planet, of Mother Earth. Just take a deep breath and say thank you, thank you, thank you. You sort of just nod to each other with a gentle nod that this is done. And slowly, you see the light beings return to where they came from. Just like that. Your ancestors, your angels, your spirit guides, they return to where they came from. Your family, your friends, and those you invited, they return to where they came from. And suddenly, it's just you floating right here, knowing that that light has already penetrated deep, deep depths of Mother Earth. And it's time for you to find your way back to the room where you came from. So you follow the silver thread that is tied around your waist, and you slowly move yourself toward the atmosphere, closer to Earth. And as you come through the atmosphere, you go through, you move closer and closer to the planet, so you can see the country where you're from. You move closer and closer and closer so you can see the province, the state, the municipality that you're from. You move closer and closer and closer so you can eye your neighborhood. And suddenly you can see the building where you came from, whether it be a house or an apartment building or wherever it may be. You move closer and closer and closer, and you let your etheric body just come through into the room where you're either sitting or lying. And you gently just pair yourself with your physical body once again. You can now untie the silver lining or the silver thread from your waist. And as you lie here, you can either choose to stay there, or if you choose to wake up, just slowly just move your limbs, wriggle your toes and your fingers, move your body, and just open your eyes. And just feel so refreshed and feel the energy that has just been released all over this planet, because you can feel it. I will let you stay with this meditation. I will stay with, let it stay with you, this feeling. I will let it stay with you. And until next time, which will be next Wednesday, practice this meditation if it speaks to you. Practice this as often as you can. I will be here at midnight Eastern Standard Time right now, every single night, and we can meet there. All right? You take care for now.
Thank you.